Hi guys, welcome back. As always, I'm your friendly neighborhood podcaster, reaching out to you from the depths of a basement. I think that makes me a superhero of some kind. Yeah, it kind of makes me like the modern Spider-Man podcaster kind of thing. I know, it's awful. But yeah, well, I hope my previous episodes have helped you guys in some way, or at least kept you all entertained. If you hated it, that's okay. It's fine. But yeah, what's new with me? Aside from hearing me last week, this week has kind of like been a good week. Obviously, it did have a mix of some things that could have been better. But overall, it was a good week. It was a good week. And I think my brother was asking me this question the other day. So yeah, a bit of a backdrop. Jay sent me a voice note. I know, right? Random, out of the blue. Sent me a voice note. And honestly, you should have seen me, guys. You should have seen me. It felt like my heart had Speedy Gonzalez shoes on. It kind of felt like I was a kid in a Willy Wonka factory. I swear, I must have listened to that voice note a thousand times already. And yeah, and I've caught it bad. But yeah, my brother asked me if I was happy, and I was like, yeah. It's not like the voice note said anything special or said anything that that sounded like, hey, I'm gonna give this another go, that kind of thing. Nothing like that. It was just a normal response stuff. And but it kind of like felt good to get new content. So the funny thing was, in my mind, I took that voice note as progress. But I took it as to mean that it was a big progress. And I took it as a sign that it's okay, that everything's okay, you know, that she's actually really, really willing to give it another crack at this, you know. So I'd already prepared my welcome speech and all of that. But then after a while, I just kind of realized that, okay, I think I'm getting way too ahead of myself. And I'm getting way too excited. I'm way too high. It's like I'm on a balloon and I'm like 20,000 feet above earth ground. And I'm like, what happens if this balloon deflates? What happens if what I think this isn't actually what it is? And I was like, yeah, that crash is going to be, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be like an epic crash for the ages. So then I realized that, okay, maybe I am coming on too strong, right? I wasn't given a space, and I kind of wanted things to go on my timeline. So I kind of wasn't, even though I had acknowledged the stuff I was doing that was kind of like wrong, but I wasn't acknowledging that all the stuff I'd done that she didn't like, that made her get to this point, you know, that caused a bit of hurt. And however big, however small that hurt was or is, you know, I needed to allow time to sort of like run its course on that. And that's something that's totally different from how I do things, right? I'm this kind of person, like, if I get angry with someone or annoyed with someone, I usually squash it on the same day so it doesn't stay over. So I'm like a solution provider. Like, you know, when you see those guys in IT and they're like solving your problems, I'm that guy. I'm the guy that comes up with ways to solve a problem, ways to fix things. I'm good at fixing things. I'm good with my hands. So that's me. That's my mantra. So when I see any problem, my default is it has to be fixed. You know, my default is life is short. You know, you never know what can happen tomorrow, leaving that moment kind of thing. And I was applying that strategy to basically everything I did and that was kind of like the wrong thing to do in this situation. And funny thing, it took me making things worse to sort of realize that I was making things worse by me thinking I was making things better, right? I just had to let it sit. I had to let whatever it is that I did not whatever it is, I know what I did, but I'm just saying whatever because I can't really list everything out. But I had to let what I did sort of like sit, how she felt, how she feels, let that run through her. And if we come out on the other side better for it, great. If we don't, then okay. But I just can't control that. And I think that's what I've been trying to do for this past couple of weeks. I've been trying to control the narrative. I've been kind of trying to control how things work because I want things to work out the way I want them to. And it's fine. It's okay. It's okay to have dreams. Okay to have aspirations. It's okay to believe in something. It's okay to want something, right? But it's kind of like, I just kind of like have to understand that it may not come on the timeline I'm expecting. And that was difficult for me to realize. And even when I did realize it, it was very difficult for me to accept. And it is still difficult for me to accept because I'm just like, why? Why do we have to steal? But yeah, that was a realization. So after doing all that realization, epiphany, as you may call it, after dealing with all that, I kind of asked myself, like, because this whole situation, this whole past couple of 5 months, 6 months, it sort of like made me realize that I can be very emotional. But again, at the same time, that stems from my empathy because I'm a very empathetic person. I wear my heart on my sleeves. I'm that kind of guy, I know. So combine all that, combine that I'm empathetic, combine that I'm emotional, combine that I'm kind of like a loyalist to a core, to a fault. So combining all that about myself, you know, I asked myself, how do I do this? How do I take a step back? How do I suppress all these feelings, all these wants, all these aspirations, all these dreams, everything? Like, how do I suppress these feelings? And most especially what I want, like, for the benefit of another person, right? Now, people say, like, if you love someone, you know, you do things for the person, you don't mind sacrificing, right? Oh, and I'm that guy. I'm, like, the sacrificial guy. But this one has been one of the hardest things I've had to consider doing or even do, because this thing has no benefit for me at all. Because I'm alone, I'm not talking to my favorite person. I can't like communicate with her because I'm on a clear obvious timeout. And so it's like, okay, how do I do all these things for the benefit of this person, knowing that the benefit is going to be 100% for this person and not for me? You know, and that was difficult. That was a difficult realization to come to. And do I have that answer to that? Do I have an answer to that? I can tell you that I don't. I still don't. But I'm trying. Like, I'm taking it day at a time. One small little piece of progress at a time, right? And I'm like, okay, little drops of water make a mighty ocean. So all I'm just going to do is just do what I can as small and as little as I can. And then maybe hopefully with time, it'll sort of increase, you know? But anyways, that's my side note of things. You guys can always let me know if you got other suggestions and stuff like that. But hey, like I said, I 100% don't know everything. I don't even think I know everything on this journey that I'm on. I'm just trying to just like make the best decision I think I can make and I think is right. And if it ends up being right, great. If it ends up being wrong, well, I learn, you know, I do something better. So I think like after all that processing, you know, so the big question I then asked myself was like, okay, I know I got to do this little by little, but why am I struggling to take a step back? Like, why? Like, you know, my family's telling me like, hey, like, you know, you've got to ask yourself this question. Like, why is it that you're really struggling to like take a step back? And I was like, well, I've been with this person for 7 years. This is the person I've known for 7 years. We've talked literally every day. Like, I'm telling you guys, like our chat archives is like the size of, it's like 1 terabyte or 2 terabytes. It's that crazy. Like, we literally talked every day. So that was my excuse. And then I still was like, okay, but like, I get that, but why? And I sort of deliberated it some more, and I just came up with a few answers that I think is the reason why I'm like super struggling to kind of like give her the space and take a step back, you know. And I think the first thing that came to mind was I was super scared of letting go, because I was so scared that if I let go, that she would just run and then never come back. The second one was, I'm scared that if, because she's not talking to me, she's not like reaching out to me to ask my advice or anything like that. And like, she seems happy. And not that I'm upset that she's happy. I'm not. I'm happy that she's happy. But it hurts a little that she's happy without me, because I'm like, you know, like, if I'm away from her life now and it doesn't look or doesn't appear like I'm away, like, what truly was my relevance? So that was like one of the second answer that came up. And the third one was, I was scared that I'll never get a chance to make up for the mistakes I made, which were a lot. And again, like I said before in the previous episode, don't get me wrong, I wasn't a bad person. I wasn't a douchebag. I just made a lot of mistakes, which again were amplified by the distance, which again I'll talk about in a different episode. But yes, I did make a ton of mistakes. And I was just scared that I'd never get that chance to sort of like make up for that. Because if this ended up being the end, not only would it not literally kill me, but literally like completely decimate me, but it was just that what if she just said yes and give me a chance to make things right, I probably would have been able to do that. Second to last one was, yes, I was afraid of being alone. I am afraid of being alone. I just realized that recently, which is interesting. A friend of mine asked me if I have abandonment issues. I was like, I don't think I have abandonment issues. I just think I'm just afraid of being alone. And the last one was, I was just worried that she would just forget that she ever loved me and that she used to love me, and that she would just forget that love and there'll be nothing left. So, like, she's always stayed because she loved me, because she always saw me as someone that she could be with. So in my mind, I'm like, if she doesn't love me anymore, why would she stay? Why would she come back? You know? So yeah, those were my five reasons. Huge ones. I'll tell you guys much, but huge ones. But those are the reasons why I struggled to kind of like take a step back, and why I'm still struggling to take a step back, even though I think I'm doing a bang up job of it, but I'm definitely not doing it as well as I would have hoped, right? Or as other people would have hoped, who knows? But yeah, an Atlantic Ocean separates us, so I can't even see her or bump into her randomly. You know, like when you plan to bump into someone randomly because you know they'll be there, you know, just so you can like start a conversation. But I can't do that. It's super far. We're super far from each other. I think it's about like an average 10-hour flight. So yeah, 10-hour flight. Keep that in mind. So I just felt, or I feel like, so powerless. And it's been a long time since I felt this powerless before. Don't get me wrong. I do feel powerless. I do feel things out of my control. I do feel like there's certain things in life that I just can't control. I gotta let go of, right? But this one is the first time in a long while that I've felt so powerless, up to the point that, you know, it really does tweak with a person's mind a little bit. But yeah, I've always loved being in control. I'm a logical person. That's who I am at my fault. And to me, I should be able to predict and prepare for any situation, right? If I'm like, No, you should see me, like, I'm trying to buy a car. It's taking me 6 months to buy a car because I'm doing research for 6 months, right? I'm factoring everything that could possibly go wrong. Fees, what I'm going to pay, cost, maintenance, like everything. I'm planning for the whole shebang. That's just me, right? So with this situation, it completely knocks me off my perch because I literally have no control whatsoever. Like, I have to, like, learn to concede control to the other person, to Jay. Because in our relationship, it's always been either a 50-50 thing or tilting more towards me. Like, I've usually had the more control of stuff. Not every time, but sometimes. Like, decisions fall on me. Sometimes, most times, you know, usually when we are stuck between doing two things, usually I always find an argument to win mine. So I'm usually in control, but I'm usually the one staring at how things go. But this one, I'm not. And it is, I'll tell you that much, it's definitely a fun place to be. It's not, I wouldn't say it's not nice, but it's a fun place to be. So that made me just sort of, like, again, come to another conclusion or come to another realization that, you know, I need to learn a lot more stuff. I need to be open to understanding that this life, this existence of ours isn't just built on or doesn't actually go through the route of how I expect it to. That sometimes you just gotta accept that how you want things is never going to be the way it'll be done. So, in all in all, if I do want to summarize all the reasons I said before and what I've just said now, I'll probably say I lack faith. I lack that belief that if I let her go, if I give her this space, that she will come back of her own accord. And that faith I lack. I like that strong conviction that I will be able to win her back. So what I'm basically doing is I'm trying to, like, strike while the iron is hot. And maybe, right? The iron is just way too hot right now. And all I'm just doing is just hurting. And that's kind of like what I realized, that all I'm just doing is making things worse, hurting no more. And I just gotta take a chill pill, take a step back. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of one of the stories concerning Jesus Christ. And in this particular one, he's on this boat in this river. I'm sure you guys must have heard of it. It's the story of the disciples and the raging waters. I believe that's Luke 8, 24-25, I believe. Or maybe 23-25, I don't know. But I know it's Luke 8. So it'll probably be 24-25, I think. And, like, the disciples, they're on the boat with him. Don't know how many, but they were there. And then they saw this big old storm. And their commander-in-chief was, best believe it, Jesus Christ, best believe again, he was sleeping short. Like, who sleeps through a storm, right? Like, and it wasn't a boat, it wasn't a naval ship, it wasn't a boat that had, like, that had decks underneath where maybe as the water is splashing, it's not really going on you, it's like an open air boat, right? So I'm like, how do you sleep through that? That was the first thing that hit me. But hey, that's him. He slept through it. And then the disciples had to wake him up. And then when they did wake him up and, like, yo, we're about to drown right here. We're about to capsize. Like, can you do something about this storm? And of course, he did. He did his thing. And the storm kind of, like, quieting down. And then after he had done that, he didn't go back to sleep. He just kind of, like, asked them, like, okay, where's your faith? And then I took my own translation because I'm trying to assume, like, what was going on in his mind when he said that. And to me, I translated that to mean, like, yo, dudes, this storm is, like, small change for you guys. You guys could have dealt with this easily. You didn't need to wake me up for this. you all were more than capable of handling this. That was my interpretation. And that's just because the disciples just didn't trust that they had the strength to do this. And I think that's the same thing that's happening to me right now, where I'm trusting, I'm finding it hard. I'm lacking the faith to believe, the conviction to believe that I can actually do this, you know? And that's just making me make like bad decisions and just making me make like terrible decisions and making me rush, making me just not be calm, not be chill, you know? And people respect people that are chill, you know? People don't really necessarily respect people that are too emotional. That's what I find. Yeah. Anywho, so now I'm sitting here talking to you guys and I'm telling myself with my inside voice, Isoka, you can do this. Have faith. Take a step back. Believe that God has heard my prayers and that what is mine will always be mine. And that it's not going anywhere. We are just taking this time to just kind of like reassess and stuff like that. And that what is mine will always find its way back to me. And I just need to just have faith. So yeah, I wouldn't do that as a prayer, even. Best belief. So yeah, today, right now, in this moment, in this chair, in this process, while talking to you guys, while recording, I'm choosing to have faith. I'm choosing to believe. Now, ask me again tomorrow, I may waver in that faith, because again, I'm human, and that's normal. We are inconsistent creatures. We are not built to be consistent. And we only stay consistent through trial and error, through efforts to perseverance. So I'm like, okay, when I do waver, I'm just going to tell myself that I'm capable of handling this. Have faith. Have a clear conviction. See what you want. Picture what you want. And have that faith that I can get this and I can do this the right way, of course. So yeah. If you guys are in a situation where you kind of find it hard to decide whether or not to keep fighting or let go, keep persevering or chill, I would say ask yourself, like, have you done all that you could possibly do to change that situation, to make that situation better, to make it attainable towards what you desire? And if the answer is yes, then don't be afraid to letting go. Letting go doesn't mean you've given up. Letting go doesn't mean you love the person any less. Letting go doesn't mean you don't want what you want. Like, if you want that job, if you want that promotion, if you want that car, if you want that gift, you know, you whatever it is that you want, right? Choosing to take a step back, choosing to let it go doesn't necessarily mean you're letting go. It means a lot of things. One of them could mean that you're giving yourself time to assess, you know, and re-strategize. One of those things just means you're just choosing to enjoy the moment, enjoy life in that moment and not worry, and just focus on other things. And who knows, what you want may come back to you. Right? Like, I had a friend, she has a daughter, and she likes to not associate with like other people, adults, kids, whatnot. So she just prefers to just stay in a room and just play video games. So the mom was like really stressed out about it. And I remember, I think it was after church, we were having that conversation. And I just said, look, right, like, I don't have kids. So I'm not going to come and say I understand the pain you're going through. But I have been a kid myself. I've had brothers who have been kids themselves. And I can categorically tell you that who they are when they're 11 is not who they're going to be when they're 16. So things can change so quickly. And I just told her that, look, just have faith that what you want for your child will happen. You know, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep trying, you know, but don't stress too much about it. Just give her time to be her own person. And yeah, that's kind of like a thing. Take a step back. You know, doesn't mean you're giving up. You know, just means that you're taking the long game, the long approach. Yeah, because on top of the multitude of possibilities that are coursing through your mind, through my mind, you know, and sometimes, you know, what we do as human beings is once we think about those possibilities, those thousand possibilities, those things that we can do, those thousand things that we can do, we just want to keep doing those thousand things, right? We are like, okay, I've tried this, it's not working, I'm going to do this. I tried, this is not working, I'm going to do that, right? And then you just end up like trying 200 things. And all you're just doing is just, you're just whacking what you're trying to solve with what you're trying to do. And all you're doing is just making a dent, you're not actually fixing anything. So when you've tried everything you could possibly do for a situation, you know, it just means that the next thing to do is just take that step back and just reassess, you know? And just give yourself chance to breathe. Give your life a chance to be something outside of what it is that you've been trying to do that hasn't worked out so far. Right? Our life should not be defined by the things we want. Instead, it should be defined by how we live it. By the memories that we create in it. That's what I believe anyway. That's my word of wisdom. But yeah. So, in regards to myself and Jay's situation, I sometimes feel like because I've pushed too much, she doesn't respect me anymore, or that respect is mighty dwindling. And the one place I don't want to be is be an irritant, right? Be this person that's irritating her. Be this person that is just, that she just lost every sense of respect for. Be this person that she's like, oh, this message, oh, you know, that kind of thing. I've never been that person for 7 years. I just don't want to start now. So, yeah, I'm choosing to not hold on tightly. I'm choosing to take a step back. So, whatever situation you're in, like, you don't want to hold on too tightly and lose what you value and just make that worse. Just, I mean, Jesus Christ even took a step back sometimes. Who am I not to? Ha! So yeah, that's my take on it. That's my take on when to come on stronger, when to take a step back. And I hope that I improve. I hope that I get better at this. I hope that in a couple of weeks, a couple of months, I've become this person who is better at control, who is not controlling of other people but controlling of himself, and who's getting better at just letting the world flow through him like a river. Because whether or not I like it or not, whether or not I want to believe it or not, there are things in this life that are out of my control. And just because you like someone, or someone's been in your life a long time, or yada yada yada, whatever, doesn't always necessarily mean that you're able to control how things play out with it. Control how things play out with that person. You just gotta accept that. And all you can do, all I can do, is pray, work on it, work on myself, and I get it. Okay. Have that strong conviction that I can get it. And then, if with that conviction, if with that faith, if with that strength, if with that effort, if with that fight, I get it, sweet. If I don't, it's okay. It's not the end of the world. Doesn't mean I'll be any poorer, any richer, any healthier or not. It just means that that's how it is. We don't win everything. Defeat, loss, that is part of life. I'm not like I'm accepting that I'm going to lose Jay. I'm not. I'm just accepting that right now in this time, I'm accepting that I have lost her in this period of time. And that whatever it is I'm doing to get her back, I have to acknowledge that I have lost something. I have lost something valuable to me. And in that process of acknowledgement, hopefully get a higher level of epiphany, a higher level of realization, a higher level of wisdom. And hopefully I can apply that to everything else in my life. which is just because you fail doesn't make it the end of the world. So, thank you guys again for being so amazing, for lending me your ears. I wish you guys a blessed week, a good week. Hope you guys find reasons to smile, reasons to enjoy what it is that this life gives you guys. It may not be perfect, it may not be ideal, but it's yours. So, thank you guys again for coming, and have a wonderful day. Bye.